Don't forget the .com part. I'm still waiting on something from you, please.
I don't want... Okay, so I'll tell you what happened. Just a refresh.
Cliff notes, yeah.
I walked in...
The F5 refresh version.
I go to the police station every morning.
Yeah.
I was walking in. I saw this gentleman coming down the street. He had a six-pack of beer and three tall boys. One was a little empty.
Whew, sounds like a Tuesday night.
He came into the police station with me, but actually right behind me. It was a little weary of his intentions were.
And said what to you?
He didn't know why I didn't hold the door open for him.
No, you drunk. You know what? I'm not holding the door for
you. I thought to myself, why are you coming in here? You're just asking for it. So he comes into the station. He plops down on the chair and he drops all of his beers mm-hmm. everywhere.
Party foul, by the way.
Party foul. And he says, take me in, bro.
Take me in, bro. Y'all got my cousin and my brother.
He said, you have my cousin. You got my brother there. Just take me in.
Just take me in, too. The Cavs lost last night. I mean, God. Just take me.
Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious.
Well, and he was recording himself. That's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, the whole time he was on Facebook Live.
But where?
I know I need to find this video. He even said to me, say hi, you're on Facebook Live.
And it's like 4 in the morning. You're like, dude, get that camera out of my freaking face or I swear to God.
Oh, so funny.
Well,
anyways.
Too bad we haven't found it yet.
I need to find that.
We're on the prowl for that thing.
If anyone finds it, please send it to me.
Yeah. Michelle@WTUZ.com. I prefer to have it too. Eric@WTUZ.com. I actually highly recommend you send it. To both of us.
Yes.
If you know who that is. If you know who went in there and apparently the whole lineage now is locked up. You got my cousin, my brother, my dad, my dog. Now you got me. Just take me in.
It was one of those like drunken slurred speeches with a little bit of a twang.
So is it more like just take me in then? I mean, shoot.
The officer came out, and he was so professional. In my head, I'm thinking, I would have not been able to keep my composure.
Probably, sir, are you going to clean up that beer? You just spilled all over our lobby.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, get this crazy story. We talked about dogs the other day, and don't talk about feces again, please. Don't take it down.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't take it down that road. Oh, wait, did I just do that? All right, this crazy story. They live in Lansing, Michigan, okay? The state up north. The Lansing, Michigan. Their dog ran away from home 4 years ago. So this guy thought it was a prank when he received a call from a microchip company in Toledo, Ohio, a good old 100-plus miles away, saying, hey, we have your dog that you've been missing since, 4 years ago. Like I said, dude thought it was a prank.
That's so crazy.
Dog just wandering the streets ended up in Toledo. They found Bambi, apparently is
Bambi?
The dog's name, wandering a city neighborhood. Very friendly was the dog, and now back with its rightful owners. A good 4 years later.
That's crazy.
Dogs will still remember, too.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
For sure. For sure.
Call me a Bambi. Oh, boy.
That's so sweet. I like a little happy ending to a story like that.
Yeah, you like a happy ending? Anyway. Hey, listen, this also from the good state of Ohio. You may have heard about this. RTA bus driver. Okay, he's been doing it for years and years. He's 64 years old. Apparently has the longest streak. I guess they keep track of this thing. In the RTA's history, without having an accident, over 1 million miles of accident-free driving.
Wow.
For this bus driver. And he's up there on, I guess, they say one of his paths or Euclid Avenue in Cleveland. That's one of the main thoroughfares, right? Mm-hmm. You were up there in Cleveland.
It's like the busiest street.
For quite some time. The dude doesn't drive some tiny bus, too. A 63-foot-long bus along Cleveland streets. He's been doing it for 40 years.
Wow.
1.2 million miles without causing an accident. Do you want to know what he says his key is to not causing an accident for all those years?
What is it?
No fender benders, not hitting another car or pedestrian. He says patience is his key.
Yeah, because traffic can get really crazy up there.
Yeah.
And those RTA bus drivers, they see a lot, especially at night.
And you know what? He does try. The last 5 years, he's been on the night shift. 2:30 a.m. is when he... But here's the thing. You're driving at 2:30 a.m. Who's on the road? I could not get in an accident driving at those hours.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, you're probably right. See more drunken buffoons like you saw...
This morning.
Exactly. This guy, what's his name? Goodwin McNeil. He says he wants to retire in 2020 with his streak intact. Let's hope he can do just that. 2020. Oh, gosh. We have, a couple years plus about 30 or so? Well, let's face it. We work in radio. We'll be working until we're about 80 years old. Just so you know. Didn't know if you were aware of that or
thank
not.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
No probs. That doesn't do it for you, and
so
you don't have a pulse.
If Burnett's are playing the guitar, it just doesn't do anything
for
you.
That's hot, too. That's probably second on my list. I'm sorry, Michelle and Brooke. Uh-huh. You know I love the both of you with all of my broadcasting heart.
I had a guitar once.
It was an acoustic one. I was going to say, was this Fisher-Price or Guitar Hero?
No, it was a real one, but I didn't really learn too much with it, and then I gave it to somebody to borrow, and I never got it back.
Well, guitars are expensive.
So, I know, and I feel bad because it was a Christmas present.
Well, look at you, you re-gifter.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean to give it to them. I just meant for them to borrow it. But
never,
you know,
I'm never getting you a present.
How that goes.
Of any kind.
Yeah, I could play Happy Birthday, and that was about it.
Wow.
Yeah, one of the probably easiest things you could learn on a guitar. And
probably.
The farthest I got. So, yeah. I wish I could play, though. I really do.
At least you had aspirations.
Yeah, for a minute. And then, you know, real life kicked in.
You had hopes and dreams of one day.
Yeah.
Just one day.
Yeah.
Hey, you do have Z News for us.
I do.
All right.
Yeah. All right. On this date in history, back in 1929, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences hands out its first awards at a dinner party for around 250 people held in the Blossom Room of the Roosevelt Hotel
in
Hollywood.
Basically the first Oscars or Academy Awards, right?
Right. Uh-huh. Yes. 1986, Johnny Paycheck was convicted of shooting and wounding a man after an argument in a bar in Ohio.
Yeah, and he only spent like 5 years or something in prison.
Well, he was sentenced to 9.5 years.
Oh, well.
And then he was released in 91.
So, five years in prison is what for shooting and killing a man, I guess.
That was wounding. He didn't kill him.
Oh, wounding.
Just wounding,
sorry.
Yes. 2000, Prince announced he was dropping the unpronounceable symbol for his name and going back to being called Prince.
Making it easy for everybody.
Yes. 2002, Star Wars Attack of the Clones opened. And then in 2005, the series finale of Everybody Loves Raymond aired on CBS.
Great show.
It was a good show. Holidays for today, it's a National Piercing Day.
I have none. Brooke, you?
I had my ears. I had my belly button once.
Okay.
And then I let it grow shut. And now you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, after a couple kids, you never know.
Yeah, I would not look good now.
Listen, I when I was about 15, me and my friends pierced my ear. We used...
With the ice cube?
Ice cubes and an apple.
Needle.
And a needle, obviously, but we put an apple on the other end just to...
Okay.
Just, I don't know why, but the point of that is. But for something to, like...
Oh,
something
that would hurt.
Stop it once you push it through. I'm pretty sure there was an apple involved. That's besides the point. But I go home with an ear. I go home with an earring in my ear, and my mother looks at me and looks me dead in the eye, and she goes, "Eric, take that out right now." I go, "Okay, okay, Mom.
Okay,
I'll take that out."
I could not imagine doing that myself.
And I—that was it. I had it in about 6 hours.
Did you take a picture?
That's my story. Did I know? Should see pictures of me back then.
Yeah.
Looked like Eminem, Slim Shady.
Did you dye your hair? A
couple times, dyed my hair blonde.
Okay. Did you do it yourself or just have it done?
Did it myself. It looked cat urine blonde, if you will. That's a color.
Sure, why not?
Alrighty. What else do you have?
It's Love a Tree Day, National Sea Monkey Day.
Monkey see, monkey do, sea monkey?
Those are nasty looking. And then Wear Purple for Peace Day.
No perps for me.
No, me neither. I wore pink today. On TV tonight, Survivor's on at 8. Of course, game 2 with the Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets.
I'm over
9.
Basketball for a couple nights here.
I know. Same here. Modern Family's on at 9. Law and Order, Special Victims Unit's on at 9. Inside the Royal Wedding is on at 10 on NBC.
There's two Royal Wedding specials on
at 9. Yes, and then Royal Wedding Watch season, or I'm sorry, episode 3.
Say Royal Wedding Watch 3 times
fast. Yeah, no way.
Do it.
No.
Royal Wedding Watch, Royal Wedding Watch, Royal Wedding Watch.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, it's called Ceremony, so that's on at 10 as well on PBS. And then Will Ferrell, he'll be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Right on.
That's always a funny
show. Well, and those two pair up, SNL alum or alums.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. And then in country news, if you're planning to be in Nashville during the CMA Fest, which is June 7th through the 10th, and you've got an extra $45.
Yeah.
Dierks Bentley would like to request your presence at the Ryman Auditorium.
I heard about this. He's doing something for his album release, right?
He is, yes. It's his 9th one. It's called The Mountain. He's going to perform the 13 tracks during that concert.
Huh.
It doesn't start until 11, and then Lanco, of course.
11 at night? I'm just kidding.
For him at 10, but yeah. Be a good show. And then this is funny. When Tyler Farr recorded his A Guy Walks Into a Bar.
Which is an actual song by him, yeah.
Yes. It probably wasn't the bar setting he had in mind. He posted a picture on Instagram. He was sitting at a bar beside a man who was nude in Key West.
Hold on, wait a second.
This guy was nude sitting at a bar.
I know there is such thing as nude beaches, but are there such thing as nude bars?
I guess so.
I mean, I know there's strip clubs,
I think,
right?
That they would have kicked him out. But he captioned it saying, a guy walks into a bar in Key West.
There's a picture
of
this.
There is a picture. Did you see it?
No, I don't want to see it. No, thank you.
It's an older guy,
No, thank you, then.
Behind, though, he looks like Hulk Hogan.
All
like, just
right.
His hair. You know, he had the hair in the back? Longer hair?
I'll take your word for it, Brooke.
He's a little skinnier than the Hulk.
Listen,
but
you don't want to be naked sitting on a bar stool because there's...
No.
There's all kinds of disease and everything else. There could be some things passed around.
Right.
Right there. But imagine you're sitting at a bar and all of a sudden someone walks right up next to you and... Just naked right there. Hey, can I buy you a drink? Anyway, that's Babbling Brook, everybody, on a hump day.